July 3, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Extravagant Sowing. Opening Prayer. Holy Spirit, as I receive the message in you, show me Scripture today. Cause your fruits to multiply and flourish in my life. Read Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Reflect. Consider some modern-day parables that teach important life lessons. Some scholars insist that parables are very different from allegories. An allegory is a fictional story in which almost every person, object, and event represents something in the real world. For example, John Bunyan's book, Pilgrim's Progress, is a lengthy allegory. According to these scholars, a parable has only one point with a deeper meaning. All the other elements are included to make the story more vivid and memorable. They advise us not to try to find meaning in every detail of a parable, but to focus on just the main point. This is true of many parables, but certainly not all of them. Jesus' explanation to his disciples of the parable of the sower treats it as an allegory. The seed, the various soils, the birds, the sun's heat, the thorns, and the crop each represent something in reality. Jesus' account of how different hearers respond to the message about the kingdom will not surprise anyone who has been engaged in evangelism, preaching, or other Christian ministry. Can you think of individuals you know who apparently accepted the gospel, but whose faith later seems to have disappeared, dried up, or been choked by the pressures of life? Why not pray for them now? Can you think of those whose faith has grown and produced a good crop of Christian character and service? Notice that Jesus describes this last group as the only ones showing evidence that they truly understand the message. Give thanks for them. However, two elements in the parable are surprising. First, the extravagant, even wasteful, way the sower scatters the seed, allowing much of it to fall on unproductive soil. And second, the remarkably high yield from the seed falling on good soil. How do these two features of the parable encourage you? Apply. Think of yourself as soil, hearing God's word in various ways. What kind of soil are you at present? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for your life-changing word that convicts and encourages me. Continue to use its work in and through me to produce eternal fruit.